Well, holiday plans for thousands of Australians have been thrown into chaos after more than 100 flights were cancelled over the Christmas weekend. Many of the cancellations were blamed on the large number of frontline staff having to isolate after contracting or being a close contact of someone with COVID-19. The picture at airports across the country appears to have calmed down slightly, but the disruptions have caused yet more damage to an industry already battered by COVID-19. John Sharp is the Deputy Chairman of Rex Airlines, and he joins us this morning. Welcome back to Breakfast.
Thank you, Cathy.
We know that Christmas travel plans were thrown out the window for thousands of people across the country, desperate to get home to family or have a much-needed holiday. What do you know about the reasons behind so many flights being cancelled?
Well, Cathy, quite a few flights have been cancelled, as you say. Fortunately, Rex Airlines, we haven't had to cancel any of our flights. We've had the ability to crew all of our flights and run our schedule as we've published, but that hasn't been the case with the other airlines, and they've had some difficulties in getting crews to operate those flights, and that's because those crews have been possibly a close contact and have to isolate, or alternatively have got coronavirus and therefore are not well enough and shouldn't work. And the other thing is, of course, some people in the industry have been concerned that they might become a close contact if they go to work, so they've decided not to go to work. So there's a combination of factors that's driving the inability of crewing some of these aircraft. But fortunately, you know, it's not as bad here in Australia as it is in other parts of the world.
No, it's certainly a problem that's impacting the airline industry across the world. You mentioned that Rex Airlines at this stage hasn't needed to cancel any flights, but you've on your website, I understand, there is a note warning that flight disruptions and cancellations are forecast for today and tomorrow. Are you anticipating problems?
Yeah, we put that out on the basis that we want to forewarn against the risk of having to cancel flights, because, you know, we're conscious of the fact that we've been lucky at Rex. You know, we've got a compulsory vaccination requirement for our crews, as indeed do Qantas and Virgin. But that's held us in good stead so far. But, you know, I think we've been lucky. You know, we've managed to get through, but there is a risk, of course, that we will cancel flights. In fact, every day of the week that you operate, there's a risk you'll cancel a flight, but it's more relevant at the moment, of course.
You said lucky. Is there anything that our airlines can do to really ensure that their staffing levels can be maintained during this period?
Well, really the only thing you can do is what we've done, and that is to require our frontline staff to be vaccinated so that they've got a reduced risk of catching coronavirus and or spreading it to others. So that's what we do there. The other things that we do is, of course, is we've put a policy of cleaning all the touch points in the aircraft so that between each flight, the crew goes down with appropriate cleaning materials and they wipe down all the surfaces, and that reduces the risk as well. But, you know, at this stage, we just, you know, work on the basis that if you have everybody in your frontline staff in your airline that double vaccinated, you've got a reasonable chance of avoiding them being caught up in all of this.
How big is the reserve workforce, I should say, for airlines? I know, you know, we know that a lot of people lost their jobs from the industry in the early stages of the pandemic. Are they individuals that you can draw on for these sort of circumstances?
Yes, it's true. Rex unusually has been employing people over the last 20 months. Qantas and Virgin went into administration, of course, and sacked thousands of employees, pilots and cabin crew, engineers and support staff, and Qantas much the same. I think around 8,000 people from Qantas lost their jobs during the beginnings of coronavirus pandemic. And we've been employing people. So there is unusually for Australian industry, there is a deep well of talented, qualified, dedicated people who we can draw on to fill these roles, which is not the case for most industries at the moment. As you know, there's a shortage of skilled labour in the broader community.
There is indeed. So it's not just the issue around staff. Of course, over the past week, there's been increasingly difficult opportunities for travellers to get their PCR test results through before they travel, which they need to fly interstate, at least to most states. The wait times for results are very ad hoc. People are waiting for days for test results. They're queuing for hours, maybe having to go back the next day. How has this impacted your customers? Are you getting feedback about that?
Yes, we are. And one of the problems that we've confronted, that is the whole industry, not just Rex, is that a lot of passengers have had to cancel their booking because they haven't had their PCR test results back in time to allow them to take the flight. So, you know, the overload in the testing system has resulted in longer delays in getting your results, and people, of course, haven't allowed for that in their thinking and their planning. And as a result, they haven't got their hopefully negative test result through in time to take the flight, so they cancel their booking. And that, of course, impacts on the airlines because instead of carrying, you know, well-loaded aircraft, you're carrying very lightly loaded aircraft with cancellations all as a result of failure to get their test results through.
So should this precondition be removed? Should it be replaced by the rapid antigen testing?
Well, I think rapid antigen testing is going to be the future. You know, it's a quick and easy way of an inexpensive way of testing to ensure that you haven't got coronavirus. And you know, we would think that it's a good outcome. It gives people a result that they can achieve themselves. You know, you can do it at home. You can do it anywhere. It's so easy. It takes less than 15 minutes to get your results. So we would suggest that that's a good way for the future for people who need to travel to just have a rapid antigen test and have evidence of that, so that when you travel across a state border that requires a negative result, you can show it and you've done it all yourself for very little money, around $10 to $15, and you've got the result in 15 minutes.
And what about traveller confidence? Given the escalating case numbers nationally, we hit more than 10,000 daily cases yesterday. Are you seeing a reluctance by people to book flights now?
Yes, we're seeing people changing their mind because they don't want to travel. The reason why is because they're concerned about being, you know, in a confined space with a lot of other people who may be carrying coronavirus, and so they don't want to expose themselves to that situation. And the other reason is that they're concerned because they don't want to run the risk of perhaps picking it up as they travel and taking it to their family members, particularly the elderly members of their family. And so people are saying, well, we'll just remove that risk by not travelling, and we'll have to catch up with our family members on another occasion.
John Sharp, thank you for joining us today with that update.
Thanks, Cathy.
John Sharp is the Deputy Chairman of Rex Airlines.